Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
I had the privilege of attending the historic signing of the Abraham Accords on the South Lawn of the White House. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, this was a historic event. Jonathan Alexander, our senior counsel for governmental affairs in our Washington, D.C. office for Liberty Counsel, and I were both honored to attend this historic event. It was on the South Lawn of the White House, and it was President Donald Trump signing the Abraham Accords along with the representatives of the United Arab Emirates, the UAE, Bahrain, and Israel. And Holly, it was incredible to see the four flags, the U.S., UAE, Bahrain, and Israeli flags standing beside each other, and then the representatives of those four countries standing side by side for this historic signing event.
Oh yeah, I watched it online. It was just amazing to see those countries. What the president has done in less than a month, the actual signing, you know, would have taken years before. And of course, they call them the Abraham Accords because Abraham is the father of Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. So rightly so, that he would be given that title for these two peace agreements.
And Abraham, of course, had the sons from which you see the Jews and the Arabs descending. Mm-hmm. He had Isaac. Abraham had Isaac from where the Jews descend. And Ishmael from where many of the Arabs trace their descent as well. So the Arab Muslims will trace them in the Middle East, their descendant, back to Ishmael, and the Jews trace it back to Isaac. So Abraham is the father of all, and that's really why this was named the Abraham Accords. And here, you know, the historic signing, the UAE representative, the Bahrain representative, they gave effusive praise for President Donald Trump and his negotiating team. Of course, you may not have seen much of that on the mainstream media because they simply don't want to acknowledge this historic event. I can tell you, if it was any other president or any other party, this president would hands down receive the Nobel Peace Prize because this is historic. Nobody thought, except for the president and his negotiation team, that this was possible.
You know, he was willing to break through the lies that have been going on for all these years that have caused this dissonance between all these countries. But look at the UAE, for example. It has now abolished a boycott of Israel. So now it's doing business, trading with Israel that it hasn't done for 40 years.
Yeah, for 40 years.
It's amazing.
Absolutely incredible. So the UAE agreement came first on August 13, and then on September 11, just a month later, mm-hmm. The agreement was announced with Bahrain, and the following Tuesday, after that Friday, September 11 announcement, then this signing ceremony was held. And you had all four countries represented. Now, I was sitting with Jonathan Alexander, and then right beside us were people in the same row and in the row in front of us that are from or associated with Bahrain. And so this one woman that's right beside us, she was almost coming out of her skin, if you will. She was so excited.
Aww.
She is a citizen of the United States. She is a citizen of Bahrain. And she is Jewish.
Wow.
She has connection with all three countries, the United States, Bahrain, and of course Israel, because she's Jewish. And so it's interesting that in the embassy of Bahrain, she actually is in the ambassador's, the embassy's office. That's where she works, is the embassy in the United States for Bahrain as a Jew. And the other people with her from the Bahrain contingency, they thought, we would never be able to see this. We never thought we'd be able to see this. This is just a miracle.
Well, you know, Bahrain is the fourth Arab country to have full diplomatic ties with Israel, and it took Israel 72 years to form its first two peace agreements, and now President Trump has brokered these two within a month.
Yeah, the first two were Egypt and Jordan, and Jordan and Egypt. Those were the two.
Right. And then the UAE.
And now the UAE, and now Bahrain. Yeah. And then in addition to these accords with these Middle East countries, that literally will change the whole complexity of the Middle East. You also have Serbia and Kosovo that have announced they're moving their embassies to Jerusalem to follow the lead of the United States of America.
That's amazing.
I mean, that's stunning.
Yeah.
We moved our embassy from Tel Aviv. Not the capital, Jerusalem is the capital. Tel Aviv is a big metropolitan city, and that's where many of the embassies are located. They're not located in Jerusalem, and that's for politics reasons. But we moved it under President Donald Trump to Jerusalem at the time of the 70th year celebration of the creation of the new state of Israel, going back to May 14, 1948.
Wow. And, you know, because of these Abraham Accords, President Trump has been nominated for Nobel Peace Prize.
Been nominated, yes. In fact, he was nominated before, and now he's nominated again for the Nobel Peace Prize.
But, you know, he said, now that the ice has been broken, I expect more Arab and Muslim countries will follow suit.
Yeah, I think so.
That's exciting.
I mean, this is historic. Now, I asked the one of the people, the Bahrainians, who's a U.S. citizen, what is it like in Bahrain? How is this being received? And there's two different, you know, perspectives on it. And she said it's being received very gladly by the population, particularly those that are interested in trade and, sure, and they're not radical Islamist. But then there's others, of course, who are very anti-Israel, the more fundamental Islamics or even those that are more jihadist, where they have pockets of that throughout the Middle East, that are very much opposed to it because of anything related to Israel. But this is not only historic, but I think it can also have prophetic implications as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot that has been discussed and talked about this peace trade agreement between the UAE and Bahrain and Israel. But one of the things I think is very clear to understand is the United States was not just a bystander. They were not just somebody on the sideline and said, you all can negotiate through us. They took the initiative.
Right.
President Trump gave the directive with his negotiating team, take the initiative, try to bring people to the table and negotiate some kind of agreement. And so it has been going on for a while. And the agreement has been negotiated, like, for example, with the UAE. It was the United States and the UAE. And Israel wasn't at the negotiating table yet. And the reason for that was, you know, they've had this restriction among each other for so many years, decades, the animosity, the lies that had been developed over time. It's hard to get those two people together or two groups together and negotiate. And that's what the failed past attempts have done, because they all just fall apart. They bring up the old things again. It's kind of like you have a bad relationship with somebody. And then when you get together to try to resolve problems, you bring up some nonsensical thing that happened some time ago that you just never forgave.
Right.
And that's what has always historically happened. So President Trump's team would work one versus the other, like a real mediator, going from the UAE to Israel, Israel to the UAE. And when they finally would take things back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and they got an agreement, then the United States said to the UAE or to Israel, now we're going to give you direct access. And they allowed that transition, the passing of the baton. It was a brilliant way of a strategy to bring countries together that have been separated and opposed for so many years.
You could see how grateful and excited Netanyahu was that day of the signing. He was so overwhelmed.
He said, you know, he carries the scars of war. Mm-hmm. And his brother died in war. Mm-hmm. And he was killed as the commander freeing the hostages in Entebbe. And he said, those who carry the scars of war understand the blessing of peace. And that's what this is. So this is historic. I encourage you to go to our website, lc.org. You can also visit Christians in Defense of Israel, Christians in Defense of Israel, or CIDIIsrael.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.